Let's be honest here, though. We are not coping, and we don't need to pretend that we are.
Are you a rural farming woman, wife, or mother struggling to find peace in your busy life? Do you find yourself trying to squeeze joy out of your daily routine, manage stress that seems never-ending, and somehow reconnect with your passions in the midst of it all? Do you love your rural life, yet often feel overwhelmed by the challenges it brings? Welcome to Cultivate Contentment, the podcast designed just for you. I'm Jessica Knight, a fellow rural woman, wife, and mother, and I get it. I've been there. Right there in the trenches, juggling the demands of farm life, motherhood, and carving out moments to take care of myself. Come along with me and my guests as we explore balancing farm life with personal needs on a realistic level. Practical ways to sprinkle a little joy and peace into your daily routine, nurturing relationships without losing your sense of self, and how to keep stress at bay and prevent burnout, all while staying focused on what we really want, feeling content and settled in our lives. So whether you're savoring a cup of coffee before the morning chaos begins, stealing a moment of quiet on your drive to town, or popping in your earbuds while wrestling with laundry and dishes, I invite you to join me. Let's laugh, learn, and cultivate contentment together. Hello, and welcome back to Cultivate Contentment. Thank you so much for joining me today, because I know how precious your time is at the moment. This episode is going to air on Christmas Eve. And yeah, it's just crazy. It is an absolutely crazy time of year. Now, we are heading into summer holidays. We are in school holidays. We've been in school holidays for 2 weeks as I'm recording this. And now I know we all hear the phrase, you only get 18 summers. It's a phrase we've all heard. And yes, I know it sounds a bit cliche, but when you stop and think about it, it is really true. So if you're lucky, you'll have your kids who want to come home during the university breaks or pop by as adults. But the reality is that those carefree summers that we spend with them as kids are limited. And that thought can feel overwhelming. How do we make the most of it? How do we balance these precious summers with the very real exhaustion that we're feeling? This episode is for those of you who are feeling that pressure, who are in the trenches and just trying to survive the holidays. This episode was going to be thriving for the summer holidays. And yet, no, we are now into survival mode. And I want you to know that it's completely okay to feel overwhelmed, exhausted, maybe even a little bit guilty and not enjoying every single moment of this time. And I've been there. I'm still there. Yes, I am still firmly there today. And so I'm going to share some of my personal experiences, the real messy moments of the season, and some practical tips that have helped me make it through, tips that hopefully will help you make this summer a little more enjoyable and a little less stressful. Let's be honest here, though. We are not coping, and we don't need to pretend that we are. I think nearly every conversation that I have had with a mum over the last 2 weeks is that they are not coping in some form. And it's to do with either school ending or preparing for Christmas or the summer holidays or a thing at work that they've got to get done by the end of the year. It's gotten really busy with harvest. There is something that they are not coping with, or there are multiple things that they are not coping with. And this season, it's tough. And whether it is the school holidays, the Christmas preparations, or the general feeling that you're responsible for making every magical moment for your family at this time of year, and on top of that, farm life doesn't take a break, and the work piles up just the same, if not more. I don't know about you, but I feel like there's this constant pressure to look like we're enjoying every moment, to have everything perfect. The tree needs to be up, the presents wrapped, the lights are twinkling, the kids are dressed in their cute holiday outfits. But if we're being real, life on the farm is far from pitch perfect. I've talked about how our Christmas doesn't fit that
stereotypical mold of what a Christmas day should look like. Now, I think for me, it was that everything came at once. The end of the school year finished earlier than other schools for us. It kind of snuck up on me and I wasn't ready for it. And there was no chance to ease into this holiday season. Suddenly, the kids were home, and while part of me was glad, another part of me was thinking, oh, geez, how am I going to get through the next few weeks? And then actually clicked in my mind that it's the next, more than the next 2 months. They are home for 9 weeks. And I know that, yes, some mums absolutely adore this time of year and they thrive on having their kids home and filling every day with fun activities. And yes, yes, I love my children. I love having them home. But I know that there are many of you out there like me who are like, okay, how do we just survive this without losing our minds? It's not just the kids. Let's add on the reality of farm life. I spent the past week sitting in a tractor for many hours. I don't drive a tractor usually, so this was a whole new learning experience. Just to, you know, add another thing on that was, you know, spinning through my mind. And so juggling that with the boys being home, and to be honest, they, on one hand, they love the social side of school. They love seeing their friends. They love going every day and getting to spend that time with them. But on the other end of the scale was that they were exhausted, completely and utterly exhausted. Like, they're still going to bed normal time, 8, 8:30, and sleeping in, the older two, till at least 8 o'clock. My youngest has been sleeping in till 10. And that just shows you how exhausted they were by the end of this year. And so finishing school early, I think, was needed because we were all just done, so utterly done. Getting them to school every morning was nearly breaking us. And so they're home, but they're still exhausted. And what do exhausted kids do? They fight. Well, mine do at least. And they are either the best of friends doing everything together, or they just cannot be near each other. Like, we're talking separate rooms, just completely stay away from each other so that someone doesn't end up in the emergency room because they've been hit over the head with a ball or a bat or something. And so I'm dealing with all of this in the background while trying to just, I don't know, keep my sanity. And this is what I've been talking with other mums, and the word that's used is manic. I feel slightly manic in the way that I'm talking and the way that our day's going, and just trying to not lose the plot. Things have slipped. The elf hasn't moved because I simply forgot. Parent tip, if you don't have an elf, don't get a bloody elf. They are nothing but trouble. And so, yeah, there's no tray in the house because I keep forgetting to ring and get one delivered. On top of that, Stephen threw all the decorations away when cleaning out the shed, and I just don't have the energy to deal with that. And then we had to cancel our family holiday because we just couldn't make it work with the farm because of some extenuating circumstances. And I'm over here just feeling like I'm drowning in the shoulds and the mum guilt. I've heard people say, well, why don't you get the kids to help more? But here's the thing. I really feel like I've failed in this department. Not failed, but I haven't excelled. They're good boys. They really are. But I realize that I haven't been consistent enough in making them take on responsibilities. And here we are. The holidays have started. And I feel like I've got to do everything myself because I've just realized that I haven't actually taught my children how to do those things. We've done the important things. We did sleep. We've done potty training. We've learned how to eat food. All of those really important things. We've learned how to be nice people. But I kind of forgot the steps of learning to unpack the dishwasher and learning to put your clothes at the laundry. All those things that as a mum, I just went, it's faster and simpler for me to do them. But now they're at the age where they can easily do those things themselves. And I haven't actually taught them how to do any of those things. I'd say go back to my episode with Bridget if this is happening in your house, because she gave some great tips that mums are not maids. And I have created this for myself. I have turned myself into a maid. And then I feel guilty because I haven't taught my children how to do these things, and it's a vicious cycle. And so back to the original point, that I now am trying to get them to take on more responsibilities, but it's also taking me more time to do that. And I'm just battling of how to get everything done, how to teach them, because I know that things will be quicker if they do, but I'm just here feeling like I'm drowning. And what makes it harder is the constant comparison, whether it's scrolling through social media or hearing other mums talk about how they finished their shopping and wrapped all their gifts and baked 20 dozen Christmas cookies. It feels like everyone else has it all together. And here I am, just trying to make sure that we have dinner on the table. Though more nights than I care to admit, it's been takeaway in the last 2 weeks. And there's this underlying voice that says you should be doing better. And it's exhausting. But here's the thing that I've come to realize with these conversations that I've had with other mums is that none of us are coping. And that's okay. It's okay if the elf doesn't move. It's okay if the tree doesn't go up until Christmas Eve, or not at all if you don't get there. It's okay if we don't make it to every event or bake a single cookie. The kids won't remember those things. They'll remember that we had some moments of fun. They will remember the things that we were present for and not whether we did everything that society says we should. Farm life is chaotic. It's hard to balance that with everything else, especially when you're carrying the mental load of the holidays. Then there's this theme that I keep seeing everywhere right now. Finish 2024 strong. It's like every corner of the internet is shouting at me to wrap up the year with a bang. Make sure you meet those goals, smash through that last project, declutter your house and get everything in order before the year ends. Finish strong, it just keeps saying. And then right on its heels comes the pressure to dive headfirst into 2025. The minute you catch your breath from the holidays, have you planned your 2025? Are you ready to be your best self, do your best work, aim higher than ever before? It's exhausting. There's this push to have all your goals lined up, your resolutions written down, your vision board filled out before New Year's Eve has even started. And people are talking about mapping out their quarter one plans, setting up new habits, creating this new morning routine that's going to solve all their problems. And I'm just over here thinking, what if I don't want to finish 2024 strong? What if I want the end of 2024 to be slow, to be quiet, to be peaceful? What if I want to end this year by simply resting, not cramming in more goals, more pressure, more expectations? What if instead of racing to tick things off my to-do list, I just want to sit with a cup of tea and read a book and watch my kids play? I don't want to think about 2025 right now. I want to think about 2025 when the school holidays are over, when the kids are back at school, when my mind is clear again, because let's be real, anything I plan in January is just going to be a shit show. The holidays are chaos. And until the kids are back at school, I do not have the mental space for grand plans. And I think there's something really powerful in giving ourselves permission to not be constantly pushing for more. It's okay to want a slower pace. It's okay to want a peaceful end to the year. We don't have to finish 2024 with every goal smashed and every task completed and every to-do ticked off our list. In fact, maybe the best way to finish the year is by simply allowing ourselves to be, to rest, to reflect, to
let go of the pressure to always be achieving something. We're allowed to say, I've done enough. We're allowed to end the year quietly without the weight of more expectations hanging over us. I don't know about you, but I want to finish 2024 in a way that feels good for me, for my family, and not by ticking off more boxes or pushing myself to the limit. And that's okay. We don't have to buy into the idea that we're only successful if we're constantly doing more. Sometimes success looks like resting, like taking a step back, like allowing ourselves to be present in the moment instead of always reaching for the next goal. I think it's important to acknowledge that it's completely normal to feel overwhelmed at this time of year. The season is hard and it's okay to not have it all together. We're dealing with so much with kids and farm work and the weight of the holidays. But guess what? The fact that you're showing up, even if it's messy, that's enough. If you're in the same place, if you feel like you're barely hanging on, I want you to know that it's okay to just survive. You don't have to thrive through every holiday season. It's okay to be overwhelmed, exhausted, to feel like you're not coping. And trust me, you're not alone. I want to repeat that because it's really important. You're not alone. I know that right now, it might feel like you're the only one who's behind, the only one who hasn't gotten everything done, who feels like she's failing, who's looking back at the year and going, I didn't accomplish that goal. I didn't run a marathon. I didn't lose so many kilos. I didn't have home-cooked meals for my family all the time. I didn't crush that goal at work. I didn't start the business that I'd talked about. I promise you that there are so many of us feeling the exact same way. Take a moment to think about it. How many mums are out there right now feeling guilty because they didn't send in a teacher's gift or because they haven't put up the Christmas lights or baked the Christmas cookies? Or maybe like me, the decorations aren't even out yet and it feels like there's no time left to make it happen. If this sounds like you, you are not failing. You're doing what you can. You're doing your best. You're doing enough. And yes, I did forget the teacher's gifts this year. I'm usually really on top of it and I don't know what it is, but this year I didn't get there. And that's okay because you can't be perfect all the time. You can't get everything right. There are going to be things that you forget and you've just got to shrug it off and let it go. And if you feel like you're letting your kids down, remember this, they don't need the perfect holiday. They don't need every little thing to be done. What they need is you. You, their mum, just as you are. They need the version of you that's present in the moments that matter. They don't care about the decorations as much as we think they do. My boys, for example, haven't even noticed that the elf hasn't moved. And honestly, at first, I felt like I was ruining their Christmas spirit. But then I realized that they're still having fun. They're still making memories with or without the bloody elf moving every night. I know so many of you feel unseen right now, like no one gets how hard it is, but I see you. And I promise you that the other mums around you, they see you. And I hope that by sharing some of my struggles, you'll feel a little less alone. We are all in this together, even if it doesn't look like it on the surface. I've had moments this week where I've sat down and just wanted to cry. And honestly, have had moments where I've had a little cry because everything just feels so out of control. The kids have had way more screen time than I'd like. And I've found myself questioning whether I'm doing the right thing. But you know what? The boys have actually stepped up this week in ways I didn't expect. They're making their own breakfast. They're getting their own lunch. And they're even helping out with some of the housework. That little failure moment that I had before where I was like,
I have failed at teaching my children how to do the basics of life. I actually wasn't failing. I just hadn't asked them. I hadn't said, guys, I need you to step up. But when we had that conversation where I said, I've got a lot on, I'm trying to do all these things, I need you to do X, Y, Z for me because it's going to help all of us get through the day. I don't want to be grumpy, cranky, yelling mum, but I'm going to need a little help so that I'm not that mum. And being vulnerable like that with your kids and admitting to them you're struggling, it's a really humbling thing to do. But they really stepped up. They are unpacking the dishwasher every morning. They're putting their clothes at the laundry. They're making sure that their rooms are tidy every night. And no, they're not perfect. I can assure you there are going to be days where they don't get these things done, but they have stepped up when I asked them to. That is a win in my book. Yes, there has still surely been more screen time than I'd like, but there's also been moments where they're playing together, they've been creating games, using their imaginations, and it's those moments that I realize that even though it feels like everything's falling apart, it's really not. There's just moments where it's hard, and that's okay, because there's always going to be hard moments. They're still finding joy in the little things, and that's what matters. Yes, there are also moments where they're trying to kill each other, but again, there's going to be hard moments, and those are the hard moments. And let me tell you, yesterday, I got the tree delivered, and it felt like this huge weight lifted off my shoulders. Sometimes we just need to let go of the things that are causing unnecessary stress. The boys hadn't even noticed that the tree wasn't here yet, but when it arrived, they were all excited to decorate it. Well, two of them were. One had no interest at all. And it wasn't perfect, but it was enough. And that's what I want you to take away from this. It doesn't need to be perfect. It's just what it is. It's easy to get caught up in the idea that we're not doing enough or that everyone has it all together. But the truth is, we're all just doing the best we can. And the fact that you're still showing up for your family, even when it's hard, even when it feels like you're failing, means that you're doing an incredible job. If you haven't baked the cookies, if the decorations are still in the box, or if your kids are living off takeaway for the week, that's okay. You are doing enough and your kids will be fine. They'll remember the moments that you showed up for them, not the things that you didn't get done. We're all in this together and none of us are doing it perfectly. So let's give ourselves a little grace this holiday season and remember that being present, even in the chaos, is really what matters. Some quick tips that I'm using to try and survive the summer holidays is to keep a little bit of structure. And I know it's summer and the kids want to have fun, but having a little bit of structure in the day helps everyone. Now, we do let them sleep in to whatever time they want to wake up. Usually around the 10 o'clock mark, I will get them up. But like I said, they are exhausted. They need that extra sleep at the moment. But what we find is if we don't have some kind of routine, the boys will just sit on their screens all day because I'm trying to get work done. And before I know it, the day's gone and we haven't done anything. And I'm someone who can get really deep into a task and not even stop for lunch. So having a plan helps break up the day for all of us. In our house, we have screen time in the morning, but after that, the boys have to do a few chores or some activities. They need to get some movement in. They need to go outside. They need to get some sunshine and some vitamin D. And then later in the day, they can go back on their screens when it's too hot and that to be outside. But I'm trying out just making a list of little tasks, like I said, unloading the dishwasher, putting on a load of laundry, even adding on there, reading a book, playing outside, things that they can tick off and say, yep, I've done these. And it gives them a little bit of ownership over it. But it just provides a little bit of routine so the days don't all just blend in together and disappear. Making time for fun. I'll be the first to admit that I'm not always the mum who's playing and having fun with the kids. I'd like to do it more, but I was just never that mum. I want to do more of it though. So I have to make time for it. And it's so easy to get caught up in the farm work and the housework and everything else. But I've realized that saying yes to the fun moments is what the kids will remember. So when they say to me, mum, can you come and have a hit of cricket or can you come and play soccer? And now just to clarify that I am not a sporty mum and I am not good at either of these activities, I will say yes and I will give them a go and they will probably laugh at me. And
they'll enjoy it though. And so that leads into joining them in what they love. Now, my boys are big into sport and Minecraft. And to be honest, I really don't get it. I don't get the appeal of Minecraft. But instead of being the mum who's there always going, get off your screen, you've only got 5 more minutes, you've been on there all day, and then losing my crap about how much they've been on their screen, I've started joining them. Now, like I said, I don't get it. I'm not good at it. I usually end up just wandering around lost until one of them teleports me back to where they are. But they love it. To them, it's not just a game. It's mum showing an interest in what they enjoy. And so they have created a farm for me. I have my own pigs and my own sheep and cows and horses, and I get to feed them carrots, and then they have little baby animals, and they built me yards and everything for them. And yeah, I just get to go in and play with all my little Minecraft animals, which is kind of fun. What I'm working on this summer is creating simple traditions. And it doesn't have to be big and extravagant plans. We're not a family that goes away for big family holidays or anything like that. I think it's just creating simple traditions that the kids will remember. So we're thinking simple things like bonfire in the backyard, setting up a tent, stargazing. My youngest is really into the solar system right now, so anything to do with that, he loves. And it's just simple moments that they'll look back on and remember. They are my simple, simple tips. Nothing huge, nothing groundbreaking, but maybe something that'll help you through the summer. So this time of year, it's hard and it's okay if you're not coping. There is so much pressure and there is guilt and there is exhaustion that come with the summer holidays. But there is ways to make it a little bit easier to step back and just go, nah, I'm done. I am not stressing over those things anymore. And it's okay if you feel overwhelmed. You're not alone. None of us are doing it perfectly. So I encourage you to try some of those tips. Keep a little bit of structure. Say yes to the fun. Get involved in what your kids love. Maybe create some little family traditions along the way. But please know that at the end of the day, this time of year is exhausting. It is overwhelming, while also being joyful and fun and this really great memory-making time. At the end of the day, no matter how your year ends, if you get through all of the goals that you wanted to achieve this year, or if you're looking back and saying, I didn't get much done, know that you're still doing a great job. And that even when things are messy and even when things don't go to plan, you are doing enough. You are doing the best you can. And even if that isn't perfect, it's enough. I will wish you all a Merry Christmas for tomorrow. I hope you all have a wonderful day, whether it is a big family affair or a simple quiet one at home. I hope that you and your family can enjoy this day and that you then go on to enjoy the wonderful summer holidays if you are here in Oz, or a shorter break if you are around the world from us. If this episode resonated with you, know that there are so many women out there feeling the same way. Please share this story on your socials, because I am sure that there is someone in your community and your network that really needs to hear this message as well. Please share on Instagram, tag me at Grounded Farm Wife, and let's create a little community of mums that are supporting each other through this busy season. So to everyone, I hope that you have cultivated some contentment for your holiday season, and Merry Christmas to everyone. Thank you for joining me on this episode of Cultivate Contentment. I hope you found inspiration and practical tips to help you on your journey towards a more contented life. If you enjoyed today's episode, please consider subscribing or following the podcast on your favorite platform. And don't forget to leave a review to let me know your thoughts. For more content and community support, be sure to follow on Instagram at Grounded Farm Wife. Remember, you're not alone in this journey. Together, we can continue to cultivate contentment in our lives. Until next time, take care and stay grounded.